For a college dropout, Steve Jobs did quite well. A billionaire many times over, Jobs was the ultimate salesman, a man who seemed to know what consumers wanted, even before they did.
Everything will be portable. People want large color screens that they can put photographs on. People want motion video.
By creating well-designed products that people wanted to use, Jobs returned to a company that was nearly bankrupt in the early 90s and transformed it into one of the world's biggest corporations. But can Apple continue its winning ways without its spiritual leader? Technology analyst Mark Newman.
Well, I'm not going to say that it's the end of Apple's innovation. I do believe they'll continue. They have many, many great people there. But I am concerned about long-term their innovation waning, as I said before.
Newman says Apple's dominance in consumer electronics faces serious challenges from its competitors, some who are involved in a number of high-profile legal battles with Apple.
And I do think that they're coming under increasing attack by companies, especially Samsung, especially at the low end as well as the high end. And I think that without Steve Jobs, this is actually going to become significantly worse for them to fend off.
But some analysts say Jobs' decision to step down as CEO in August and his nomination of Tim Cook as his successor means Apple's fate is no longer as closely tied to its charismatic leader. Hong Kong market analyst Francis Lun says Apple shares have held steady, reflecting investor confidence in Apple's future.
As far as the stock market is concerned, I think you will find people who will short Apple shares. But other than that, I really don't think there's really that much effect on the stock market or the business world.
Even so, many consider Jobs the heart and soul of the company. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak mourns the loss of so much creative potential.
There is so much more that was yet to come, even though he was so accomplished, and that's what we worry about now. Why? Because every product from Apple spoke like it was Steve Jobs. He was represented by this stuff. And I'm not going to put out just some great stuff. It's got to be insanely great because it sort of spoke for... that's how he wanted to appear to the world.
Insanely great was one of Jobs' favorite catchphrases. The question now is whether that legacy for revolutionary products and ideas can continue without Steve Jobs at the helm. Millar Sega, VOA News.